Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker. In this episode, we're meeting with the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors, GLVR, to talk more about their innovative pilot program aimed at enhancing youth education on financial literacy. Joining us are Lori Campbell, GLVR's 2024 president, Michael Bernadin, 2024 president-elect, and Justin Perembo, CEO of GLVR, who I used to play wiffle ball with in college, believe it or not. This is definitely a program or an initiative that I would have loved and taken advantage of when I was in high school, so we hope you are able to learn more from this and maybe take advantage of it. We want to thank our sponsors, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bernadin with REMAX, of course, the Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and of course, Banco Beverage Company. Thank you guys so much for supporting us and allowing us to continue to do this. And now let's get into it with the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors. Hello and welcome to this beautiful boardroom. And welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm here with some esteemed members of the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors Association to talk about a new program is coming out that I could have definitely used years and years ago. But before we get into it, I want to take an opportunity to have everybody introduce themselves. So if we could start over here.
Thank you. Thank you, George, for being here. I'm Lori Campbell. I'm the 2024 president of the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors.
George, it's great to see you again. We have a pass from Moravian and intense wiffle ball on Fridays in the afternoon, definitely in the spring. If even through the rain, we'd be doing it today. But great to see you. I'm Justin Perembo. I'm the CEO of the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors.
George, always good to see you. Mike Bernadin here. I am the president-elect and 2025 president incoming.
We're definitely going to talk about the organization, but he did bring up wiffle ball. So we need to address that first. It's so fun. It's one of my favorite memories of Moravian and going there was after dinner or what have you, after we all had done our sports and everything, we would continue to do it out on the quad there. I was a good base runner, but some of those pitchers, man, wiffle ball's tough.
Oh, it can be the spin that some of those guys can put on is crazy.
But the intensity of our games. I mean, we would have doormats as our bases. I remember once having second degree burns sliding into second base.
It got really serious. Yeah. And this is totally, nobody, you know, this is after classes. It would get dark. We're still out there. And this was after, like, people had athletics all day and everything. Fun times. Love it. Miss it.
Absolutely.
If you are thinking about starting up a wiffle ball tournament, I could get into that. So we'll keep that on the table. More importantly, I want to talk about what y'all do here. So could you, lead me through, for people who are not familiar with Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors Association, what are you guys doing on a daily basis?
Okay, well, we're an organization made up of 3,000 plus real estate agents. We provide support, education, and resources for our members.
And me being the non-practitioner, I represent the association. Again, we definitely provide them with all the services that they need to definitely conduct their business. And furthermore, we have pristine data with our multiple list service as well as a great academy. And, Lori, building on our academy, wants to take it one step further and definitely get us out there in schools and build financial literacy.
Right. And for somebody who is not a realtor, myself, Mike, you could answer this. What can this organization help another realtor accomplish, or what's kind of these things that they can learn from it?
The biggest thing is, I think with everything we have here at Greater Lehigh Valley is we have a full and from our academy, which is going through and through. It's hit the ground running and we're rolling. And this is our continuing education year. Every even year, we always have to do our new education constantly. It's not just get your license and go.
Right.
So every 2 years we have to do it. So our academy really helps support people.
Well, I guess for some people it could be, hey, I want to get my license and go.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you do that?
Because the biggest thing, and this is where I think our strength of our association is we do carry new member orientations here. We also do teach anybody that wants to get their hours, because you have to hit a certain hour mark in classes in order to sit to take your test for your license. We have everything here on site. Mm-hmm. We have constantly new member orientation classes where it's literally 2 days. And we go through everything with them, buyer forms, seller forms, everything across the sun. And this is all after you already have met your requirements for your hours and you're licensed. You've sat and taken your test and passed everything. We still require you, in order to be a member of our association, to sit and have our new member orientation. It's mm-hmm. a requirement for all new licensees, but it also gives you that education and backing.
And I would imagine for somebody like myself, looking to buy a house, if I know that you're a member of this organization, then I can trust that you've gone through all the things that you're talking about, and yep. it just gives you a little bit more of that, I guess, that comfort level.
Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son.
How has it been? People every day are on social media talking about houses and the prices and up and down, and it's crazy. How has it been for the last few years? I guess if you could speak about that, just in general in your business.
The market's been very robust in the Lehigh Valley, as well as I think most of the nation. We are still seeing inventory shortages and hoping that we're going to see more inventory, because there are buyers out there that want to buy, and we're still in multiple offer situations on mm-hmm. almost every property.
I mean, I guess there's good and bad with that, right? Mm-hmm. It's great that we have such a desirable place for people to live, but then it's kind of difficult sometimes for... We were even looking to move and finally, like, I can't, I just couldn't turn around in a day and throw down, yeah. you know, whatever they were doing. So it's great that you guys are out there definitely advocating yeah. and continuing to talk about advocating. The reason I'm here is to talk about this awesome program, mm-hmm. which I said I wish I had, you know, when I was a first-time home buyer. And this is even going beyond that, going back to a lot of people talk about, hey, we should learn about certain life skills in high school, and we should learn how to do better at banking and those sort of things. And I think home ownership, or what you guys are proposing here, is part of that, part and parcel with it. Knowing how to go into the world and communicate or speak the language of some of this stuff. So let's get into it. Can you kind of give me an overview of the program that you're talking about, and then we'll kind of get into it a little bit?
Back in 2021, we had a strategic planning meeting with our board of directors, and one of the things we were tasked with was, what would you like to see going forward? What would you like to see as an association? And one of the things that came out of that was financial literacy for our youth, and that, you know, we feel there's just too many kids out there that are not having, you know, they just don't have any financial skills, literacy, budgeting, whatsoever, and that was part of our strat plan, and as incoming president, that was something that I wanted to make an initiative. So we've been working on reaching out to schools and trying to get in to, you know, do some sort of maybe even assemblies type thing. You know, obviously it's not a full class that they're going to take all year long, but just to get into the plant some seeds and instill some...
Because, I mean, I guess thinking back, being younger and about thinking about people buying homes or real estate, it always seemed like this language that you maybe didn't understand, or one day we'll get to it. But do you encounter on your daily life, encountering people that you're dealing with who really don't have an understanding of how some of this stuff works?
All the time.
Yeah,
all the time. So, you know, Pennsylvania is a handful of states that did not have a financial literacy curriculum as part of their graduation core standards in order to graduate.
Is that still the case?
No, Governor Shapiro recently signed into law, starting in 2026, though. Mm-hmm. And we think it's going to be more geared toward high school students, maybe a graduation requirement, so maybe seniors will be taking it. Our goal is to try to get them a little bit younger than that, to try to help them understand budgeting and saving and the importance of a good credit score, not getting into debt, because once you're in too deep, it's really hard to dig out.
And do you find that, you know, the students just aren't maybe thinking about this because it's not being presented to them? It's not really, hey, you're not smart. you could clearly understand this stuff. Yeah. Right?
You're dead on. And, you know, I think it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I think that, you know, we identified a few years ago that not only did students lack financial literacy, I think they also just lacked the overall profession of what a realtor does and how they could definitely help you in the transaction. Not to mention, I think that they are kind of thirsting to know what other professions do and, sure, you know, what's involved in the community. And I think this kind of gives them a good kind of cross-section of, you know, touching home on you know, that, hey, the seed gets planted for financial literacy, and that then will perpetuate through your high school years, college years, and obtain home ownership.
Right. So, can you kind of, what are some of the ideas you mentioned in assembly? What are some of the proposed skills or classes, so to speak, that students could be exposed to?
Well, we're putting together right now, actually, we're putting together the program, and we're going to be doing some training on it. We hope to do some PowerPoint, maybe some word problems. An example that I like to use is, you know, somebody wants to buy the newest Air Jordans that came out, the
right.
Nikes, and they're $125. Yeah, they're $125, but they're on sale, 20% off. So they're going to get them for $100, but they don't have the money. So they put it on a credit card at 22% interest.
Sure.
And it takes them a year to pay them off. And at the end, if they haven't charged anything else on that card, they're paying $158 for that $100 pair of sneakers. So that kind of stuff, where I, you know, just to try to help them understand credit and interest rates and how it can impact them.
Yeah, and I'm only speaking from my own experience, but just definitely being younger, you thought of credit cards or stuff like that as kind of like fake money. I don't know.
Free money.
Yeah, like until you start to get into the real world, you graduate and you're like, wait a minute, there are consequences for stuff like this. I think getting out ahead of that and just even advocating for, you know, good financial decisions is important too. What are some of the, I guess, lessons going into when you're approaching looking at a new home or anything like that? What kind of tips are you giving there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the first step in anything when you're home buying or looking to buy a home is the fact that you have to get a pre-approval letter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that pre-approval, now I'm not going because it's not my wheelhouse. That's up to loan officers.
Sure.
I that's their job. That's, you know, I leave it up to them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, with involving your debt to income ratio and credit scores, I know Lori could probably speak for this, even years going back, you have renters showing rental properties and trying to get somebody into a rental.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just simply have that conversation with them. And have you guys ever thought about home buying? What is your credit score? Do you know what your credit score is? And these folks are sitting there saying, no, I don't know what it is. And the next thing you know, comes back, they're a 700 credit score. And, well, you know what? We can get them into a first-time home buyer program or something. So it's opening those doors, and now we really want to amplify it. And that's the biggest thing, is you can never start the knowledge too early. You know?
And I would, again, I'm sort of speaking just hypothetically here, but I could imagine a student who maybe they haven't owned their family hasn't owned a home.
Yeah.
Maybe they are living in apartments for, you know, as they're growing up. So this just never thought I could own a home.
Exactly.
It's not part of it, but they could.
Yep.
They can, you know, they're just like anybody else. So do you think that's kind of it too, framing, like you are somebody who could purchase a home, you do the right thing in terms of education or getting a job out of high school and going into a trade or something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, the key part of all of this is, you know, we all sit here and say, man, this program, I wish I had it back in high school,
right,
or I wish I had it back in junior high or whatever it is. But now the pure fact is we are sitting here saying, okay, we are going to try to create this initiative and make those, you know, plant those trees that we know we'll never see the shade of that tree,
mm-hmm,
or sit in the shade of that tree, but we're going to plant these trees now and try to help, you know, boost our potential for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road for our community.
And think about property ownership, you know, it just builds economic development,
sure,
in the community. It builds pride in the community. And really, it's that dividing line that gets you into the middle class and helps you perpetuate your own financial portfolio.
Yeah. We could talk ad nauseum about, mm-hmm, some of the benefits of home ownership, but just, you know, myself, our neighborhood in Bethlehem,
yeah,
I couldn't be happier. We thought about moving out sometimes, and we're like, you know what, though? I just love this neighborhood. We'll wait until my daughter is older and doesn't necessarily isn't playing in the park every day and all that. So there's aspects of it too, just becoming more part of the community. Not that people who rent or not, but you know, kind of where I'm going with it. You're putting that stake into it. You're putting some skin in the game into your own community, and I think that's beneficial as well. We're talking about school-age children. Mm-hmm. So, and this program isn't in effect currently. So what are you looking to do in terms of developing it or reaching out to school districts or I guess organizations?
Well, we do have our foot in the door.
Okay.
We are going to be doing a presentation later this month, the date to be determined, but that's going to be our pilot. So yeah, we're excited about that. So Michael and I are probably going to do the first presentation. And we have had, you know, other realtor volunteers come forward and say they love the idea, they'd love to be part of it, they want to be part of the outreach. And so we're going to be doing training once we get all the materials in a finalized format, which is going to be very soon.
Sure. And let me just add, you know, Lori and Mike, they really challenged us, obviously being part of the board, you know, they set the strategic direction at that 30,000 foot level, but the staff dove in and we started working and partnering with school districts, with the United Way. We reached out to you, George, because we want to get the message out. And, you know, we also collaboratively identified, you know, working with the Fed out of Philadelphia and the FDIC, they had a wealth of knowledge that we didn't have to just go into this alone of building handouts and resources, that it seems like this is a broader collaborative effort, but we're putting boots on the ground to get into the schools, tell that financial literacy message, and it's definitely, you know, it definitely resonates with their leadership and just what we're working to get out.
Yeah, I think it's, you could hand these papers to students and, you know, they put them to the side, never look at them. But if you're coming in and you're meeting face to face with them, and I would imagine, you know, there are many students who are interested in this and interested about their future. Have you thought about maybe the approach of going to teenagers instead of to some of the adults you work with on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a very interesting thing. It's a mindset that you have to reset to a degree, you know. But I think, like Lori's example, I always love that is that those Air Jordans, those fresh pair. Because honestly, the fact is, or that new game that came out, or game and system, or whatever it is, and that's really how we've tailored this whole, I'll call it our curriculum. But how we've tailored it is to be more on that level versus, hey, you want to buy this car or whatever? Like, we're not even going to dance on that. Like, we are focusing on what do they want more. So, and you know, at the end of the day, I know we're talking about, you know, gaming systems and Air Jordans, but it's also just general life. I know, you know, school systems, we are very heavily involved in our community, our association, with different outreach programs. And I think the biggest thing of this is not just for those Jordans or those gaming systems. It's just for the daily living, you know, food on the table or whatever it be. And that's really what we want to keep pushing this forward.
And I think, too, with the right direction, you know, it could be the difference between making really good, sound financial decisions that could set you up to be in the Lehigh Valley for the long run. Or, you know, hey, I'm the same as many people. I've made some bad financial decisions right out of college or just ones that were like, oh, man. Yep. If I had a little bit more knowledge, I might not have done that. So I think that's where it's valuable too. You're talking about, you know, building up the community. Are you reaching out? You talk about school districts, but is there opportunity for other organizations to partner up?
Well, we also have a relationship with the Boys and Girls Club of Bethlehem, and we do a cleanup, spring cleanup every year. So
you're invited to it.
We were just at their steak and I just got an email.
Burger night.
We're probably going to sponsor another. Golf tour. Do you go to the golf tournament?
No, I didn't.
We'll have to get out there.
Excellent.
I'm horrible. It's the same as wiffle ball.
That's all right. But
I make
I do. Can vouch for that.
Not very good, but I can make do. What are your goals here going forward for just in general, I guess, to speak about? We don't know what's going to happen in 5 years from now, but what would you like to see?
I mean, I'd love to see us touch, you know, a few kids that maybe, you know, would have gone down a different path if we can just get the message out. I mean, right now, I think the statistic is 63% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and don't
that's amazing.
Don't even have $400 in the bank. 63%.
Savings. Yeah.
So, you know, not only home ownership is important and it's great and that's, you know, that's what we're here for, but even, you know, as far as the rental market goes, it's so tight. If you don't have good credit, you're not going to get the rental of your choice.
Or
you're not going. Yeah. You're going to pay a premium on your car loan. Your insurance rates might be higher for your car insurance. There's so many ways that credit scores impact your mm-hmm. entire life. So if we can, you know, reach a few kids mm-hmm. and have them turn out better, you know, in the long run, that's our goal.
I would imagine too, you're gonna maybe introduce some students to becoming budding realtors as well.
Possibly.
Sure. Well, you plan the ins and outs. I'm just, that would be interesting. I wonder how many of them will be like, that seems like a fun career path to go down
well,
as well.
The interesting part is we've kind of had, I'll call it a pilot program to a degree, that we've kind of led into this. We've done a realtor scholarship,
okay.
And we've reached out to school districts, and you know, it's tough. You know, I know some of the guidance departments, they are overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know it's been a tough thing. So we've tried pushing that forward. And this is even something that, yeah, listen, there's always opportunities available. We want to show that there's, you know, you don't got to just stay in the status quo. Think outside the box and go with it.
Absolutely. How can, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I want to reach out to these guys. I want to get involved. I want to learn more. What is the best way for them to go about doing that?
Well, I would say they could reach out to the association, to either myself or Mallory Siegfried, and we definitely would have further dialogue. But also, you know, I would also encourage parents listening that, hey, you should reach out to your school district, because I will say, and, you know, no disrespect, I know there's many challenges with the school district,
sure.
with curriculum and just everything that's structured, but I think that this message is just such an important message, and it kind of resonates to the applicability of life, and you know, really applies to each of the students. But they can reach out to the association, or definitely reach out to their school, and we'd love to talk to more school districts, private, public, charter, just in this whole endeavor.
Right. I mean, I feel like we're all tied into this thing we're talking about, like this larger concept, just by in general, right?
Yep.
We're all either understanding what's going on in realty or interested in it, or buying a house or selling a house or something like that. So to have this comprehension of it, I feel is important.
Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son.
Beyond this, in the, I have you guys here, the Lehigh Valley market, in the real estate market, could you just maybe say something about that as we go into the summer? I know that everything changes every single day, but many people have just said it's been crazy. What are we seeing going on now? And I mean, if anybody can even talk about that a little bit.
Go ahead, Lori.
As I said, we still have an inventory shortage.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching interest rates very, very closely. We're not sure what they're going to do, but you know, there's talk that they might bump down a little bit as we get farther into the summer and into the fall. But yeah, there are plenty of buyers out there. We just, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of sellers that are, they call them golden handcuffs. They
sure.
they have a 3%
yep.
rate, 3.5% rate, 3.75%, and they don't want to. They want to move, but they don't want to give up that rate to take on a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we're hoping there's going to be a lot more inventory coming on.
Before I turn it over to Mike as a practitioner, I would just add, all three of us were at the LVEDC
sure.
Annual meeting.
Yep.
And I mean, we definitely are blessed in the Valley to have
mm-hmm.
a party that everyone wants to be a part of. And you know, we see the peeling back of the onion where Carbon, the Slate Belt, they're all having generational markets as well. And I don't see that letting up, just with how the Valley is doing with all of its infrastructure, with
yeah.
education, jobs, everything. Mike, you want anything to add to that?
No, I honestly, I wanted to touch upon the event, the summit we went to, because honestly,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think before I was so very active in our association and even in our Lehigh Valley, I always thought, okay, this is a great place. It's kind of that hidden secret. And I know everybody jokes about that. We just met with Congresswoman Susan Wilde yesterday, and she said it's the little secret still. She wants to keep it a secret.
Not for
but,
long,
yeah.
right?
but yeah. the thing about it is, Lehigh Valley is so strong. It's so dynamic. And it's a reason why multiple companies are coming to the Valley to put their, why we're still talking about a rail system that actually has some type of legs. Now, granted, that's a, not getting into that whole topic.
Right, there's another podcast, but
yeah, the fact that the
rail
system.
They just did a study. Like, it's not like they're not doing this stuff.
Yeah. It's just Lehigh Valley is a very dynamic place through and through, and you know, we're just trying to add to it.
Sure. And if we can get younger people who are more well-versed in this sort of stuff, I think it's just better for all of us.
Yes.
It's better for our school districts, it's better for our cities and our rural areas to have people who have a better understanding of it.
Yep.
And I definitely would have taken this back in the day. Just to, some of those things, you know, that I'm sure you guys are aware of, but like a first-time home buyer who could be intimidated, you know, to have some of that knowledge, be like, I'm still intimidated, but I have a lot of knowledge that I can go, I can ask some questions. And I think that's valuable when you can give them proper questions to be asking people.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say, honestly, my real life sample is, listen, I'm the coal cracker kid from Schuylkill County.
Sure.
Up in Tamaqua. And the fact is, and Justin's a coal cracker too, so we appreciate
George
it.
From
exactly. Yeah. So one of the biggest things I always joke about is, listen, and especially with this whole program, it's not, this is not targeted towards the A-plus students or whatever students. Mm-hmm. This is A to D to everywhere between. I was that C student that, listen, senior year of high school, I said, I'm going to take this. Thought it was going to be a blow-off class, business mathematics, Mr. Lipotsky's class, my
sounds
senior
exciting,
year.
Right?
I was like, it's going to be senior year or whatever. And I'm going to tell you right now, that class, I learned more in that class from balancing checkbooks and credit cards and just savings accounts. At that time, the Yahoo with the stock market was just coming up when they used to do that stupid little ticker on the top.
Dude, but, I mean, I didn't buy into that. He bought into Google.
Yeah, I know. You know, daily dollar short story of my life. But that's one of the things that I learned more in that class than I did anything of any other mathematics class. And that is still carried forward. And that's exactly what we want to do here.
And that's what Mike's touching upon of, you know, how that touched his life. And I know Lori had an experience that, you know, in her education where, you know, her life was touched as well at, in a financial aspect.
I'm a lot older than these two. But going back to grade school, the local bank actually came into our classrooms and gave us all a passbook and said, if you bring it to the bank, we'll start you off with 25 cents in your account.
Nice.
And, you know, at that time, they rolled it in a typewriter and typed in your deposit. But, you know, my parents always made us put our, if we got birthday money, we were able to spend a little bit, but we had to put the rest of it in the bank.
Right.
And the same with as we started getting little jobs and babysitting and whatever that happened to be. So savings was always instilled, and it's a really good habit to develop.
So that's what we're trying to define here, that spark, you know, exactly what they're both talking about. And I just want to say, there's no solicitation to this.
Right.
You know, everything that we do here is, we're not here just for the transaction. We're here to build the community as realtors. And we definitely understand the importance, you know, through this programming, and just want to perpetuate and build confidence in the overall financial system for our country's youth.
GLV, you guys make me feel comfortable because I know there's an organization where all the realtors are figuring this stuff out.
It's
instead of just, I don't know, like a going to a different realtor or a different company, the fact you guys work for different companies and you're able to come together and have, like, that's not crazy, but kind of, you know, it's neat that you're coming together working with each other, even though you might have different companies you're working for. That means something to the people. This is great. I'm looking forward to sitting in on one of these classes and maybe picking something up as I go into, you know, refinance or buy something else.
Maybe George and I would have been investing rather than playing football on a Friday if we had this class, I'll tell you.
Looking back on it, but those were some of my favorite times I ever had. I cherish them, and if we can figure out some sort of wiffle ball tournament.
Maybe one of the open charity events here we start or something.
Why not? Crazier things have happened. Yep. I don't know if there's anything else that we've missed, or if we want to make sure that we just touch on any specific things. People who are interested and want to learn more, you know, visit glvr.org is the website.
Yes.
And that's in our show notes as well. If you want to, you know, find someone to email, you can go in there and get their email addresses and go from there and reach out. And it's always a pleasure to be up here. I look forward to talking with you guys again soon.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time and starting the discussion.
All right.
Another big thank you to the Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors. You can search them, check our show notes, or just search Greater Lehigh Valley Realtors, and you'll find their website and more information. I want to thank our sponsors again as well, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bernardin with REMAX, who you heard from in this episode, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and Banco Beverage Company. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.